Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, I am super blessed to bring on Hannah Donahoe. She is a chiropractor based out of Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I recently started visiting her about 2 weeks ago, and I used to go to a chiropractor quite often. About 2 years ago, I'd go every 3 weeks during my process of trying to heal my Crohn's disease with the alignment of my spine. And that plays a really big part into your overall health that people may underlook more often than not. But today we're going to talk about the nervous system with Hannah. After my recent visit with her, we sat down for about an hour. And one of the main things we touched up on was my nervous system and how big of a big factor it played into what was going on with my health in the moment. Your nervous system is linked to a lot of important things like your gut, your brain, really everything in your body. And it can get off-centered through your spine. You know, in each one of your little vertebrae, you have a nerve. And if that nerve is pinched, it's not going to relay signals to a certain part of your body. And it's almost like a circuit where if one part is cut off, the other parts don't get, you know, reached and doesn't relay a signal to the brain. So it is very important to keep this line, your spine aligned and your nervous system functioning. You know, it works with your immune system. It works with your gut, your brain, your eyes, everything that you can think of. It is super important to have at a functional level. Now, I would recommend myself going to see a chiropractor once to three times a week, especially if you're just getting started with it. I know it could be better to go to the chiropractor more often than not, just to start getting things moving and the ball rolling. But today, Hannah is really going to touch up on the big things that a lot of people may not have heard of and things that are really aren't as out there in public knowledge. Hannah is one of the best chiropractors I've met, and I've met a lot of great chiropractors in my years in health and wellness. So I'm really excited to have her on today. I know we're going to have a great show, so you don't want to tune out. A lot of good information here. And yeah, I think you guys are really going to enjoy it today. So we'll be right back after these on the Sports Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Thanks for staying buckled in with me. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, we're jumping in with the Nervous System with Hannah Donahoe, one of my favorite guests I've had on so far. She is just pure with knowledge, and I love having her on. Her energy is amazing. Hannah, how are you doing?
If you need help, hang on.
Give us one moment here. We're going to be talking about the nervous system today. Hannah is a chiropractor based out of the Dallas area. We're going to be talking about how emotions can off-center your nervous system, the importance to see a chiropractor during the week. A lot of things like sitting in your chair can throw off your alignment and pinch nerves in your system, which can in turn move you to a worse body because you're not relaying signals to your body correctly. We're going to be talking about the connection between the nervous system and chronic pain. How does misalignment contribute to long-term discomfort? A lot of people, they deal with chronic issues now, discomforts in their back, and how this may affect it and what may translate from it. But we have Hannah back with us. Hannah, how are you doing?
So good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you on today. It's going to be such an amazing talk, a lot of good information. And I believe we're going to be touching deeper subjects than what most people may touch up with just talking normal chiropractic and the bone structures of things. So
absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to hear about it, and I think the people do too.
Yes. So my name is Dr. Hannah Donahoe. I am a chiropractor and the owner of the Source Chiropractic here in Dallas, Texas. We are a healing center. We are focused on your core. We're focusing on your core system that is your nervous system. And we really, that's our focus. We focus on the chiropractic adjustment. We facilitate it really well. And we're facilitating everything that entails physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of these components that are your nervous system and how to really create nervous system regulation.
I love it. And that's what I'm excited to talk about today. So before we jump into talking about the nervous system and, the things that come with the nervous system, what is a nervous system and what is the role of the complex system we call the body?
Absolutely. So the nervous system, what it entails.
Oh, hello?
fight. It's like, oh, we're not actually focused on the spine. We're focused on what's housing it, what's inside of that spine, which is the nervous system. And that system really, it's sending and receiving messages from the brain to the body. It's main, our main core communication system. So everything that our body does, our brain has to tell it to do it. And that is that reliant communication. That is our nervous system. So every movement, yes, that is muscles. Yes, that is how we're actually walking, our posture, our gait, our balance, our coordination. But it's also our senses. It's how we see. It's how we hear. It's how we taste. It's our breathing, our autonomic processes. It's just breathing, our heart rate, our heartbeat, our digestion, our stress response, which is what's been like really highlighting nowadays, is like how we're holding stress, which is really in how nervous regulation, I believe, kind of got so hyped up, is because we're experiencing more stress. So now everybody's just trying to figure out, how do I reduce my stress? How do I calm my system down? And that's through nervous system regulation.
Yeah, so I heard you talking about how you were cutting off a little bit in the beginning. I think it might have been a little bit of a connection issue, so we didn't really get to hear the beginning. But what do you think of this quote? Calm is felt in the body, not in the mind. Would you agree with that? And if you do, how does that resonate with you?
Agree 1,000%. So a lot of the time, did you say calm is felt in the body, not in the mind? Or vice versa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep,
so
calm is felt in the body, not in the mind.
Yeah, yeah. So we a lot go, our brain starts going haywire, and we're starting to think. The best example of this is anxiety and nervousness. That's the simplest, and it's the most common that most people feel. So when we're going through this, our mind is going 1,000 miles a minute, but what we actually need to do, and the medicine of that, is going into our body. That is the cure of it, because it's that disconnect between the brain and the body. And so our mind is like, this seems to be the issue because that's what we feel, but it's the real disconnect from our body and not being able to sink into our breath and to our low pelvis. A lot of us are breathing this like high anxiety breath, which then racing our mind, it's racing our thoughts, it's racing our experiences, but we actually, the cure to this is coming back into our bodies and feeling our bodies more than our mind. And that is really through one, those deep belly breaths, kind of calming our system, slowing down our breath. There's two types of symptoms that sympathetics that I talk with a lot of my clients, and that's our sympathetic nervous system and our parasympathetic system. So our parasympathetic is exactly what I'm talking about. It's that deep belly breath, that rest, the digest, that calming effect that we need to be in to make stable decisions, to have conversations with really our relationships that we have, and the relations in our wives, our family, our husband, our spouses, our siblings, like those honest conversations where we can really connect to people, versus that sympathetic that is just high intensity. We're on a fight or flight. We just can't, nothing else matters but this specific moment. We're only in the now, and we can't actually feel our bodies, or we're just running on overdrive, which is what most of America is running off of right now.
I heard you talking about breath. How important is it to breathe out your nose and preferably not your mouth?
Oh my gosh. Breath is literally the most important thing, in my opinion. When I facilitate, the first thing to do in facilitating energy moving, and we talk about energy, but energy is, you cannot destroy it or create it. It's something that is there. So the best way to facilitate it, and what I do in my job, is moving energy. And three ways to do that is breath is number one, movement, and then also our chiropractic adjustment that's led by a force. But breath is something that is so powerful. And then you start to look into all of these indigenous communities, in every religion, in every country, who has never communicated with each other. There's a universal language for breath as this like spirit within, and that's how we access it, is through our breath. For all of my religious people, the actual word of God is breath. It's not an actual pronunciation. It is the breath. It is an actual breath in and a breath out. It is an actual pronunciation or words or values or like variables. It's about the actual breath that we're inhaling and exhaling. And that's the same thing. It goes to the same translation to on the table when we're facilitating chiropractic. It's the integration of all of this information that we're whether talking about or actually applying into someone's nervous system. It's all integrated and received through breath. Without the breath, I can go as bold as saying that we're not receiving anything if we can't actually integrate it into our lives with breath.
So how would you go about teaching yourself to breathe through your nose and out through your nose? I know it's a struggle with, for people today, for the fact that you see a lot of mouth breathers and it can reshape your jaw, really bad for your immune system. You can get sick easier. I mean, I've recently learned about breathing. And I know a strategy that's helped me a lot, but how could someone start developing a better sense of breathing through their nose?
Absolutely. The easiest thing is through actually just closing our mouth and really breathing full. I like to call it box breathing. It's a known thing that's kind of generating around is breathing in through your nose for four, holding for four, and then exhaling for four, and then holding that breath for four. So it's just inhaling, hold, exhale, hold, and then hold again for that breath of 4 seconds every single time. And you can start to increase that from 4 to 6 to even 10 or 20.
All right, there you heard it. Good way of breathing. We'll be right back after these with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm Blake Byrne on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm joined by Dr. Hannah Donahoe, the best chiropractor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Excited to have her on. Keep tuning in. A lot of great information to come. And I want to start out here with a very important question, Hannah. Can emotion or high stress offset your nervous system? Now, we were just talking about how important your nervous system is to your day-to-day functions, but we live in a very high-stress environment here in America. And there's a lot of negativity that surrounds us that feeds off our energy that most people don't even realize is going on around them. How can people avoid this offsetting? And what are some precautions they can take?
Absolutely. So that is our literal job. That is our clients that come into us and talk to us about how life is so stressful. And I'm at the wit's end. I can't stop. I'm overwhelmed. So that is where chiropractic, in my opinion, is the 100% best and fastest way to really combat our stress that we have in this world. And one, we go down to not only that we've been living with our life. If we've been living in survival mode since we were 6 years old or at a really young age, that is an unresolved trauma pattern of chronic stress, high anxiety. It's just continuing to build. And then our lives and our current, if we're starting out at a really stress point, we usually don't move away from it. There are specific times, but rarely do we move out of stress. We just move more into it. So that is where getting adjusted and allowing our system to actually receive information, and like I was talking about, the brain and the body and that connection and the communication between the two, odds are those have been disconnected for a long time. And so it's having someone to actually facilitate that communication rejoining, which allows us to drop the stress, allows us to feel more, allows us to experience and start to rework a lot of those patterns that we've been living with for so long. That's something that's really important about what we facilitate at our office is we're going into, yes, the physical stress, but as I see more and more clients, all of that physical stress is from something that happened emotionally either a long time ago or recently as well. Like all these things that we experience as a human, every thought, every feeling, every experience, relationship, traffic on the freeway, it has to be processed through our nervous system. And sometimes when we can't adapt to that stress, it's stored in our bodies. So that's where we go in and kind of help unlock those patterns. Other ways to do this is, like I said, breath. Is breathing into those spots and really getting honest and quiet and in the dark with no distractions, and really kind of sitting with those emotions and feelings and that physical pain.
Yeah, I love how you're touching up on the fact that emotional traumas or emotions and stress can show in physical forms. Like, you know, people get too stressed and they start to develop a lot of acne. Or for women, if they get stressed or are offset by that stuff, their menstrual cycles are messed up. And I think that's a really important for people to realize that it's not just all up in your head, you know, it manifests in other areas. Now, a question I have about traumas that you were talking about, do they get stored as inflammation in your nervous system? Or how do they really get stored? And how do they get used by the nervous system?
Oh my gosh, my favorite question. I love it, I love it, I love it, because this is so true and so many people don't know about it. So our body keeps the score. Everything is an amazing book, but also it's the biggest truth that so many people do not know. So when you encounter something, literally thought, feeling, experience, if you have either a ginormous big trauma emotionally, or even physically, that energy, like we talked about, energy is neither created or destroyed. It's just an impact that comes into our system and now is ours. It's something that's impacted us. It's something that's affected us. If we cannot process that in that moment, if we are just in some type of high stress, if we, it's just too much for us to do by ourselves, we need help. Our body's going to store it. And in our bodies, there's an amazing book. It's called the like Emotional Code Encyclopedia. And it helps identify these certain energies will resonate towards certain body parts. For example, anger is a very big one that people show up in our office with. It's like, man, I'm feeling so angry and I don't know where it's from. I don't know. I'm not angry. I'm not an angry person, but I'm feeling angry. And so as we're working through care, this anger is starting to come up. And most commonly, 9 times out of 10, the places I find it are in that right shoulder. Right shoulder is resonating with anger. One, in acupuncture and in a lot of other different indigenous medicines that have been passed down and now have names, the anger is related to our gallbladder. So that energy is in sync. It works well with each other. But also going into that anger of like, okay, well, if you haven't been angry now, tell me about a time that you felt anger. And then we start the talking, we start unraveling, we start taking off, like picking off these layers. And then some type of place where we felt deep anger or were so angry at something, yet at that time, we didn't have the support, we didn't have the tools, we didn't have the capacity to deal with that. So our body stores it for an opportunity to heal it at another point in time. Our bodies, and the reason why I believe that we're on this planet is to evolve. That is our purpose here on this planet, is to grow, heal, and evolve. So our bodies are giving us that opportunity to kind of experience those emotions, to experience and actually heal from that moment, instead of just brushing it off. It's going to give us the opportunity to actually heal. That's why a lot of times, like, I know some of the girls can, or maybe some of the guys can even attest to this, like the roommate situation or the boyfriend or girlfriend. It's like you have that specific type and then you get past it. And then a few years later, it comes back in and you're like, this is so my type, or this is something. And you're like, it's the same exact energy, because that's our universe giving us another opportunity to heal from this experience. It's the same thing, just like that. Our body resonates with that energy and it's trying to give us the opportunity to heal it and grow and actually evolve from that opportunity to be better people.
I love that. I think it really solidifies how much we are as emotional creatures. I mean, you hear that humans are emotional creatures, but the fact that emotions, you know, result in physical things, it's kind of just mind-boggling, you know, how true that is. So, but you also hear with the gut, how, so I want to word this is, you hear how the gut controls everything, but to me, it's almost sounding like your nervous system controls a little bit more than your gut. How do those play hand in hand together? And do they both feed off each other, or is one more important than the other?
Absolutely. They're both important. They're both vital for our experience in life. And so we have a gut-brain coherence. There's a direct relationship between our gut and our mind. A lot of yogis talk about this in our solar plexus of how it's our identity, how we view the world. Chemically and actual physically, there is a direct nerve in blood supply that leads from our brains to our actual gut. So all of that nerve supply is to our gut. That's where we're starting to run into when our gut is dysfunction, our mind starts to change. That's why I do a lot of work with autistic children, autistic people, and the first thing I'm combating is their gut, because when we start to look at autism and all these different mental illnesses, if you look every single time at their gut biome is destroyed. There's heavy metals, there's dysfunction, there's usually a leaky gut, there's all of these things that are creating symptoms in the mind, where it's not actually the mind that is altered, but that hormone production, the actual communication between the gut and the mind are disconnected. And so it's creating this ripple effect of symptoms, emotions, perception. I mean, we even can go into like actual mental health of like schizophrenics and people who are seeing things and perceiving things on different planes. It's that disconnect between the body and the brain. It all goes back to our nervous system. And if we can't perceive correctly and we're not in a state where we're regulated and our brains are communicating to our gut, that's where everything starts to really go haywire. Because if you also go down to what we were talking about the breath, the same thing is related to our gut.
Valuable information on the gut and the nervous system. I'm Blake Byrne. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after these.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back to the last segment. I'm Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're finishing up here with Dr. Anna Donahoe, the best chiropractor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you're looking for one, I'll let her drop where she's at near the end of the show, so stay tuned. Now, we were ending off on how you take a lot of patients in that are kids that have a lot of heavy metals in their body. And I kind of have a controversial question for you. Where do you think these heavy metals are coming from at such a young age? It's not like they have a 20 years to build up these heavy metals in their body. Where do they come from so quickly?
Ooh, I'm so excited. So I also do a lot of work with pregnant mamas. And when we start to look at talking to moms about what happened and how, like, they bring a kid with autism to me, and that's where we see a lot of this heavy metals. But it's also in other things. It's the autistic community is what we really see having those heavy metals. One, my first question is, did we get vaccinated, and at what schedule? I'm not saying every vaccine is bad for you. I do disagree with the rapid pace we are giving kids vaccines, and then how we're also combating them and supporting them. So a lot of times it's given Tylenol, which is turning off these receptors that kids need to combat, and their bodies actually need to accept these vaccines. So yeah, our system is failing our kiddos. So that is my first question, is did kiddo receive vaccines and at what rate? Because a lot of times there are a bunch of unnatural compounds that are in these vaccines. We think about what are vaccines. They are something that was created in a lab. They're not natural products. So anything that is not created in nature, our bodies have no idea what it is and how to function and how to actually, where to categorize it in our bodies. So that is number one. Also, there is a possible number two. So when you hear pregnant women, you can't feed them fish. You can't feed them anything with high degrees of mercury. That is for a reason, because it has heavy metals in their body, and it actually goes into baby. And that's why we always tell pregnant women they can't eat fish or they can't eat this, when actually, to all my pregnant mamas possibly listening, you can eat fish. It just has to be from a very, very high quality. So that's where I start asking questions about, did you have anything, like what were you eating during pregnancy? And then also there's a third to this, is did mom have heavy metals in her body? It can actually transfer into baby, and then also through birthing a child naturally, we are detoxing while we give birth. So that detox can actually detox into baby, which is something that is not ever talked about. And it actually detoxes our, like, we detox through giving birth, which then now those little ones have heavy metals starting off in this world. So that's what we really see, like those infants at like really young ages having that are crying all into the night because they're dealing with heavy metals, and their bodies are trying to figure out where to put them and how to detox them. And there's so many things going on. I always talk to moms. It's like, how is the first few years? And every single mom that has an autistic kid is usually dealing with a kid who screams their head off the first year of life. And then they don't start seeing the signs until communication, starting to make eye contact, starting to track mom or dad, like when we start noticing those like common autistic signs. So yeah, that's like the three main ways that I see little ones getting exposed to heavy metals.
Now, before we move on from vaccines, I want to ask one more question because I'm curious myself. What were the patients like when coming in after the COVID vaccines? Was there any difference of symptoms that people usually had with their normal vaccines, or were there new symptoms arising, or different, a lot people coming in with similar problems during that era that weren't really coming in before?
1,000%. Yes, 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 and yes. I still see this day, every single person, it's now on our intake form because we're noticing I'm having a lot of chest pain. I'm having anxiety. And when I start asking about this and I see that they had the actual vaccine, I'm like, does it feel like your heart is racing sometimes? Does it feel like you're getting these heart palpitations? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And I'm like, okay, question. That's where I'm going is in that vaccine, is that back to the natural stuff. It's something that was unnatural and really done at a fast pace, specifically for COVID. And then I'm seeing people with just random hives popping up on their body. It's our body trying to detox. The hives are something that's been very common, specifically lately in the past few months, is people coming in that had the COVID shot and they're experiencing hives because our skin was trying to actually repel what was in that vaccine that our bodies don't know how to process. So some of us may have been able to adapt and they're like, oh, I have no problems. I got the vaccine and I'm cool. I have all the boosters and I'm great. Because our bodies were able to accept that their vaccine and actually discard what we don't need and then take what we do. Other of us may not have had, again, what we were talking about in the beginning. We weren't at a capable place where we had support, help, the capacity to interact and accept that vaccine. So our bodies freaked out and we're like, okay, how do we get this out of our system? Created heart palpitations, created this heavy anxiety. Now when we're running, and I've seen it with athletes, they're just passing out randomly and having all of these heart conditions. It's like, those are all repercussions of not having a clear nervous system, our brain and our body being disconnected, and now there's an effect with the things that are coming in contact with our body that we can't process.
There was something fascinating that I wanted to bring up as well. I know it wasn't really what we were planning on talking about, but mm-hmm. I remember from our conversation, we were talking about, you know, what could happen if you took, psychedelic drugs, drank a lot of alcohol, or, you know, even weed for that fact. You said you have a force field around your body that can be lowered when you do a substance. And like it says in the Bible, to, you know, always keep sober-minded. What are the effects of these substances when they come into your body and you lower down that force field or that protective shield, so to speak? What can happen?
So many things can happen. So when I was talking about this, we have this energetic bubble, basically. It's like the best way to explain it is that 3 feet away from us, 3 foot all around, 360, we have this energetic body. If you want to go into the conspiracy of COVID, why was it 6 feet? It's because if you're 3 feet and you're another person is 3 feet away, which is equal 6, you're no longer in contact with someone else's energy field, which means you're disconnected from someone, which then created the ripple effect of just depression and terribleness that we experienced during COVID. But that's another conversation. but we have this energetic bubble, and in this bubble, it is protected. We have our boundaries up. We have things that we can come in contact with and not come in contact with. We have this energetic field that is attached to our soul, who we are, in what we believe in. When we start doing things that alter that perception, so the easiest thing is like when we're drinking alcohol, you know, when you've had like a few drinks and you're like, I'm feeling loose, I feel good. But then you start drinking more and you go into that blackout and you don't remember. You didn't feel like yourself. You felt like, oh, I don't even remember what happened. Or you look at pictures and videos and you're like, that's not me. It's because it wasn't. We have that energetic field, and when we do substances like alcohol or anything that is hard on our perception, where we're no longer perceiving clearly, that energetic field gets weaker, or it completely just opens up. When that field opens up, it's opening us up to things that are here to either cause harm on us or just have a good time. So that's why we experience those like weird random things that we may not remember or that just like wasn't on character for us because it really wasn't us. It's these etherical things that we're coming into contact with that we may not even have a perception of that are interfering with who we are and that are kind of taking a joyride in our bodies.
Yeah, I knew that stuff was real when my holistic practitioner told me she could test hair. And so I gave this this one guy I was on a trip with his hair to my holistic practitioner. And she said that she could do updates every 3 weeks because the hair would update on like a quantum realm like thing. And just hearing that and seeing that was just really eye-opening too, that there's a whole nother world to these things and that we may sound crazy right now, but do your own due diligence. It's real stuff. And there's a whole new world other than just going and seeing the doctor every 6 months and, you know, getting diagnosed with your problems and masking it with other things that really don't solve it.
But oh, it's 100%.
We're coming to an end here. Yeah. We're coming to an end here though. And I want to touch upon one more thing that's very important. In your experience, what are some lesser known ways the nervous system impacts immune function and healing? I mean, that's super important nowadays, especially with what's going on around us.
Okay, restate that really quick. You cut out for a second.
What are some lesser known ways the nervous system impacts immune function and healing?
Oh my gosh, nervous system impacted by so far. It goes back to the communication. So if our bodies are disconnected from our brain and our body, we have a disconnect of communication. That brain can no longer communicate to the body. I need this. I need support in the hormones that help boost my immunity. I need support in this direction of calming my body, helping myself breathe. We have a direct communication line and nerve that supplies our diaphragm, which is our main breath access. And if there's a disconnect there, it no longer says, oh, I need to breathe. I need to do this. All of the things that our bodies need to function, that our nervous system is automatically, unconsciously doing on its own that we don't notice. That's when we start to notice them because that disconnect has happened. And that's where all of us are experiencing a lot of symptoms. It's because that nervous system, the communication is shutting off those either systems, hormone production, all of the things that we don't notice on a day-to-day basis, they're starting to shut off, which is now giving us red lights, like almost red flags of alert, like, hey, help, help, help. And that's where we experience pain. That's where we experience discomfort or the anxiety or not feeling like ourselves, because our nervous system is starting to shut down.
Yeah, and the first time I came into you and you did that readjustment for me, I noticed a world of a difference later that day with just how I usually felt at that certain point during that day. So to the people who are listening, I definitely recommend going and seeing a holistic practitioner of chiropractic who knows their things and has credibility behind the name. Now, we got about one question left here. What are some new things that you've been studying or researching or things that just excite you for the future of health and wellness or chiropractic?
Oh my gosh, everything and all things. Really diving deep into emotions and how those emotions are affecting our physical body. And really going down a rabbit hole of, okay, I feel this pain, the most physical pain ever. Like I have a pain in my right wrist or my right butt. And it's like, okay, where did that come from? And really like almost as if we're holding one end of the string, like I want to keep on pulling that string until I find the root, until I find where. What was that specific incident that caused this pain? Like, yes, it may be I had a really heavy workout. I had a hard workout on my glutes. And what happened to make us feel this a little bit more than any other part in our body? Why are we so hypersensitive to this? So I've been really going down the rabbit hole of like emotions and their attachment to specific places in the body.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the information today, Hannah. I want people to be able to find where you're at, because I truly appreciate all the knowledge you dropped and the time you take another day. Where can people find you on Instagram, and where's your shop at?
Absolutely. We are located on the Source Dallas Chiropractic on 4311 Belmont Ave, or you can find me on Instagram. It's at Dr. Hannah Donahoe or at the Source Dallas. We also have so many franchise locations. We have about 7 now that are located across the country. So if you're not in Dallas, you can definitely go see one of our other locations. We're all trained in everything that I talked about today.
Thank you, Hannah. This is Live Better on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll see you next week.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying strapped into the very end. I'm Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, we just got done talking to Dr. Hannah Donahoe about chiropractic care, the nervous system, and all the things that come with that. Now, a few things I want to review that stand out to me and to other people, hopefully, were the fact that heavy metals show high in kids with autism at 6 years old. And the fact that these heavy metal toxins can build up so quick in a six-year-old and end up causing autism should be a little bit of a shocker to your parents. And I think you guys should do your due diligence and look up if you really want to give all these sugars, all these shots and all that stuff. But you're listening to Live Better. I'm Blake Byrne on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll see you later.